Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to talk about the Chiefs' offensive line, and I've got a question to pose to you guys as we are heading into the offseason. So, Rob, let's do this. Why don't we kind of, in individual segments, kind of go through each of the playoff games that we have coming up? There's a reason why we are doing this one first, not just because it's first. I would say it is also probably the least interesting playoff game that we have coming up this weekend. The Rams are going on the road to Carolina. Now, I wouldn't even really be checking for this game, to be completely frank with you guys, but given the fact that Carolina beat the Rams 6 weeks ago, that seems pretty noteworthy and something that we need to be talking about. Now, I think the Rams are in a different place. They're getting back Devontae Adams. Certainly a lot to kind of be hopeful about when it comes to the Rams. I also just think they're a much better team than Carolina, but we can't discredit the fact that we have seen those 8-8, 8-9 teams. We've seen those teams make incredible upset wild card weekend type runs before, and Carolina would just be the latest with Seattle a couple of years ago, also the Broncos, who won in that wild card round against the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Tebow playoff game. Carolina is a 10.5-point favorite. Are you trusting Carolina to keep the game close this week, or do you think the Rams are going in there with the belt?
I actually really like the Panthers plus 10.5. Like, really like it. I think that's A, I know that they're sub 500 and probably don't deserve to be in the playoffs, and they definitely don't deserve to have a home playoff game. I will fight the good fight till the end of time. The NFL should go into, should not be seeding based on divisions, but I digress. The Panthers beat the Rams, and they did it because their defense largely made life hard on the Rams a few weeks ago. The Rams guard is not going to be there, which means Derek Brown, who, if you're not listening at home and you're thinking, who's Derek Brown, Rob? He is a really good defensive tackle. I don't want to call him Chris Jones. He's not Chris Jones, Jalen Carter level, but he's the next notch down for the Carolina Panthers, has a chance to really eat against a backup interior offensive lineman. And I always feel like the early game for a West Coast team is always a tough spot to be in. Now, it's not early like noon, but it's still a little early on the body clock. So if I'm getting two scores plus 10.5 points, I think you have to take the Panthers. I don't like them outright. I do think the Rams win. But I think it's the game in the fourth quarter. People are furiously typing on social media. Maybe the Panthers deserve to be in an 8-9 because they're giving the Rams a real fight toward the end of this game.
Now, I think a major part of this, of why the Rams lost the first matchup, is the Rams were -3 in the turnover differential. And I don't care who you are, if you go on the road and you're -3 in the turnover differential, you are going to lose. Carolina just dominated the game because of that. Carolina was 7-15 on third downs, so they stayed on the field. They won the turnover differential, and they controlled time of possession. They also had a defensive and a special teams touchdown the last time that these two teams played each other. So almost everything went right for Carolina the first time that these two teams played each other. I mean, these two teams played each other the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend. So it wasn't really that long ago that these two teams played up against each other. I think the Rams are clearly the better team out of these two. I think the Rams are a legitimate Super Bowl contending team. I'm going to take the Rams to win this matchup. If I had to give you one touchdown that I do like for the game, give me Puka Nacua right now at minus 110. Feels like the best odds here. There probably isn't a touchdown bet that I really love, honestly, for this matchup. I don't really like paying the juice when it comes to touchdowns. But if you're going to give me Puka Nacua, and let's say I compare that with the Rams money line to get it to plus money, that feels like a good bet. I'll take that.
I mean, if you're asking for a touchdown bet, again, I don't think the Panthers are going to win, but I think they're going to keep this close. Tet McMillan at plus 180 is the play. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't think the Panthers are getting shut out tomorrow. So
for sure.
Like,
I mean,
if
you're
they
right.
Score,
I mean,
Tet McMillan is probably the guy. So I get plus money.
The only value, if you're taking a touchdown bet to me, is you either need to parlay it with a win for the Rams because the guys are plus money, or what you're talking about. You just got to take somebody on Carolina. You just got to hope that Carolina can score 17 points and that you end up getting the right touchdown bet if that's the case. You end up taking a Rico Dowdle. You end up taking a rushing touchdown, or what you're talking about, the number one receiver, Tet McMillan, finds the end zone. That's the best value for this matchup.
This is the worst game of the weekend, though.
Like, yeah, no question.
This is a game where if you are a college sports fan, watch some basketball. Hey, may I go out and do something with the wife and the kids?
I'm gonna have it on.
It's not TV One. I don't know what your TV One versus Two setup is. I know it's high versus low at your house. At my house, it's TV One versus TV Two. This game is not TV One at 3:30 on Saturday. It's just not. I know KU will have played, so they're not. It's not like a problem there. But I have a hard time being like, man, I'm locking in Rams and Panthers. Here we go. That's a lot of a dedication for me.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.